Don't wipe your butt. It's too dangerous. Sure, you have to worry about the proxy war with Russia still raging, the Middle East is teetering on World War III, the economy is in the gutter, and migrants are flooding the southern border. But now you can fret over your fanny. The danger? Polyfluoroalkyl substances. They're commonly called PFAs, or forever chemicals. The reason? Once they're in the body, they accumulate and can remain forever, never breaking down. These chemicals are used in everyday products and show up in food as they leach out from packaging. Think plastic cups, storage containers, styrofoam boxes, takeout containers, water bottles, etc. There's even a class action lawsuit against Trojan for allegedly allowing PFAs to be in their condoms. Discovered by 3M, the company concealed how dangerous these chemicals were, even though they were showing up in the employees' blood. Nevertheless, 3M hired some Manhattan Project chemists to mass-produce this new chemical that was versatile and resistant to oil, water, and heat. In the 50s, 3M sold one of these fluorochemicals to DuPont, who was using it to make Teflon. Those are those nonstick pans you have in your cabinet. A few years later, a blob of one of their fluorochemicals landed on an employee's tennis shoes, which became the inspiration for Scotchgard. Now, you might have heard of these before. The chemicals are super toxic and can cause an increase in certain types of cancers, decreased fertility, thyroid disease, and liver damage. Go on YouTube. You can see many podcasts of people talking about the danger. Maybe you've already tossed out your Teflon pans, stopped using plastic water bottles, store your food in glass containers, and avoid takeout food because of the boxes. So did I. But today, I just learned that PFAs are found in toilet paper. Why your butt needs to be wiped with paper soaked in toxic chemicals is beyond me.
But I want my own ass! I want my own ass!
What does this world want from us? If we went further down the rabbit hole, I'm sure we'd all be wearing a tinfoil hat when we found the answer. But what I do know is the solution is a bidet. That's right. Our country is so toxic right now, our asses aren't even safe. This is the issue that I think environmentalists should focus on. Forget about saving Mother Earth or electric cars or wind energy or solar panels. Tree huggers should start talking about toilet paper. We all use it. We all need it. Who will be bold enough to talk about the conspiracy against your tushy? Forget about the Haitians that are eating cats and ducks. If you can get people to understand that their asses are their own worst enemy, perhaps they'd be concerned enough to do something about it. I can guarantee you a little attention on this and some stuffy white shirts at the FDA would surely be canned. Just imagine Trump getting up at the next debate and telling you it's time to flush the FDA, and that if elected, he will take on big toilet paper in a huge way, and he'll make toilet paper great again. The toilet paper will be so great, everyone's already talking about it. You'll get so tired of wiping your butt, you'll say, please, my toilet paper is way too clean. Now that's all I got for now. I just figured if I had to worry about my lifetime derriere damage, then so should you. So happy flushing, and good luck on installing your bidet. Thanks for listening to Broad Thinking. Be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode. In the meantime, if you're looking to enlighten yourself with some controversial topics, check out my interview with Celeste Solemn, who talks about how the global elite are planning to kill you. Or check out my interview with Dustin Nemos, who talks about how Trump is the Antichrist and how Trump staged his assassination attempt. Those interviews are so controversial, you'll only find them on BitChute, Rumble, and Brighteon.